This Get Made? Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, asking you to join me along this 15 to 20 minute romp about questions, answers, corrections, omissions, and coming attractions. That's right, it's all here in the mini episode. Thank you guys, also for all of you who jumped to help us for the first annual How Did This Get Made Awards. You guys are amazing. If I did not write back to you, that does not mean I did not read your email. It just means that we used up as many people as we possibly could use. We had so many people respond to us. It was so giant. So we appreciate you all trying to chip in and help us. I think this award show is going to be really, really fun. That will be in July for a big, big award show. Also, wanted to let you guys all know that on July 19th, we are doing a live show in Los Angeles. I know everybody wants us in their hometown, but guess what? We stay in LA. I don't know why. We have to. We're in Los Angeles, July 19th at Largo. Go to largola.com for tickets, two shows, two movies, two different guests, and an exclusive piece of merchandise that no one has seen that will only be available at our Largo/live shows. I'm very excited for you guys to get your eyes on this cool thing that someone made, and we made it, and it's going to be cool. I don't want to build it up too much, but I'm going to say, take off your shoes, because your socks might get blown off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. We have a movie coming up, and I want to set the scene for you. Think about Dennis Hopper. Think about Jack Nicholson. Think about Peter Fonda, three of the coolest dudes in one of the most legendary movies of our time, Easy Rider. Now, fast forward to 2013. Think about a dude who kind of looks like Peter Fonda and another dude who was on Lost and then The Lawnmower Man. And we have a sequel to Easy Rider. Yes, we are doing the sequel to Easy Rider, Easy Rider 2, The Ride Home, which, and we'll get into it in the main episode, is not even technically legal. It seems like a fan of Easy Rider somehow navigated getting the rights, but they're not 100% legally right. But he made this movie because he's a big Easy Rider fan. And this movie comes together in the perfect Birdemic Room type of way. It doesn't achieve the levels of those two, but it gets pretty damn close, for my opinion. Listen to the trailer.
Vibrate. One of these days, I'm gonna take this baby somewhere far away from here.
Hell yeah! Hell no! We won't go!
You are a disgrace! Bridges over in Vietnam and you don't even have the guts to fight with it!
My name is Morgan Williams. I had a brother, Wyatt. He had this nickname. Captain America.
Morgan, Daddy's not going to be around much longer. This has to stop.
It's time to face the ghost of the past.
You better be ready to drink some whiskey, my boy!
I don't want to be you. I don't want to see you. I don't
want to be you. Wyatt was a cowboy. He put these spurs on every time I got on that bike. He's out there riding, man, riding free.
It's really awesome what you're doing, feeding all these people.
I think maybe I can help you.
How much is in here?
There's enough.
Yeah!
Your beloved son, he couldn't deal with you anymore, Pop.
I'm just getting started.
This is amazing. I'm actually really excited. I like this movie, I think, more than other people did. But I think it's super funny, super crazy. Are you a fan of very long motorcycle scenes? Then you're going to love this movie. Are you a fan of bad sound recording? Then you're going to love this movie. Are you a fan of gratuitous tits? You're going to love this movie. Look, I tuned in for Jeff Fahey, who is arguably the best part of the movie. He's awesome. The whole thing is great. You're going to enjoy it. Do you need to see Easy Rider 1? No, not at all. Don't, you know, unless you want to clean your palate after this movie. But I think watching them back to back would infuriate you even more. I will say Easy Rider seems to be a movie that everyone acknowledges as being really great, but like only a handful of people have seen. Like, oh yeah, Easy Rider, so cool, yeah. But you've never seen it. So why break that trend right now? Just watch Easy Rider 2 and just kill a little bit of that part inside of you that it can appreciate art and all things that are good. This movie is available everywhere, surprisingly. It's Hulu, Amazon, you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Vudu. It is around. You can also buy a signed DVD off the website, easyrider2.com. I think that's what it is. But The Long Way Home, this is about the family. The family, what happened after the end of Easy Rider, which you can't use clips from, but can kind of give you ideas. Let me just say this. 9/11 is invoked in the very beginning of this movie, and it goes up from there. All right, so there we go. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's very easy for you to watch it. You're going to have a good time with that. Now we must get into one of the most important debates of all time. Ernest, sexy as fuck or goofy as fuck? And for that, we must turn to the Corrections and Omissions Department. Hit it!
We're sorry to tell you that you were wrong, and here's some things you just didn't touch on. So check your facts before they become corrections and omissions.
That's right, every week we explore the movie that we recently talked about, this one being Ernest Goes to Jail, and uncover things that we might have missed or that you guys feel need to be examined further. Number one, the biggest debate about Ernest Goes to Jail is Ernest sexy or is Ernest goofy? I'm going to say I Googled around. I looked at some pictures of Ernest. Younger pictures. Pictures when he's not in costume. I got to say, the guy has a little bit of that Chris Cooper vibe going on. So now, I don't know if you find Chris Cooper attractive, but I think you could argue he's got a lot of sexuality. So maybe Jim Varney has it. But if Chris Cooper's not your guy, you're going to say no. But a lot of people posted hot as fuck with this picture of Ernest looking just like Chris Cooper. I'm going to say this guy is a sexual man. I'm going to say, why is he a sexual man? Because, well, we're going to get into it in a second. There's a book out called The Life of an Actor, Jim Varney, called The Importance of Being Ernest. And it says stuff that even Vern doesn't know, written by Justin Lloyd, a relative of Jim Varney. And now, on this cover of this book, he looks like a very, again, like intense actor. But here's the thing I'm most confused about. He is wearing a pentagram on his chest. Did he make some sort of deal with the devil? And maybe the devil got comeuppance. He's like, I want to be hot as fuck. The devil's like, you will be, but you'll be the world's goofiest motherfucker. And that was like his deal? We don't know. Why is Jim Varney wearing a pentagram on the cover of his book, an autobiography about his life? Wolf Mason also brought this up. He says, what is the deal with the pentagram? We don't know. America, I'm reaching out to you. Find out if Jim Varney worshipped the devil. He might have, because there's actually a correction and omission coming up that kind of reveals something a little bit bigger. Speaking of sexy, we all know that Ernest in this movie has a relationship. And it was brought to our attention by a few people that it was the only movie that Ernest had a female love interest. That's right. The only Ernest movie where he had a female love interest. And this is what Iron Maiden 4892, great screen name, by the way, told us that this is the only one. So that's an interesting thing. And they didn't just stop at what we saw in the movie. Apparently, there was a conjugal visit in Ernest Goes to Jail. This is not made up. This is not bullshit. This is totally true. You can find it on YouTube. I'm going to play you the clip right now. So Ernest is being pulled out of his cell. Take a listen.
Okay, Nash, time for your conjugal visit. You know, Nash, I've got to admit, sometimes I actually envy.
Yeah, sometimes I even envy myself. I was wondering, though.
Yeah?
What's a conjugal?
Have a nice time, Nash.
Okay, stop it. Let me set the scene for you. Ernest walks into a room where there is smoke. There is a lot of pink tarps. There is a silhouette of a saxophone player lying down on his back behind one of those silk screens. And this woman who comes out, she's like kind of Kelly LaRocque-esque in her outfit and demeanor and her hair. And she's coming at Ernest hardcore. Continue.
Hi, baby. It's been a long time.
Have we met?
Help! Help get me out of here! Help! Please! You don't have... Oh!
You're getting wild, babe.
And stop. Okay. Now Ernest is totally ripped to shreds. He is looking like he has been fucked super hard. Clothes ripped like an animal. And lipstick all over his face. And this was in a kid's movie. Here's what he says at the end of that scene.
Let's hear it for the criminal justice system.
Holy shit, guys. Ernest Goes to Jail was not a kid's movie. There's conjugal visits in there. There's rape scenes in there. This is a very serious film. Aaron Steinmetz actually brings to light a point that we haven't really looked at yet, which is, I realized while listening to your podcast, the chief difference between Ernest Goes to Jail and the other three Ernest movies are simply children. That's right. All the other movies prominently featured children in leading roles alongside Ernest. Ernest Goes to Jail, not a child to be found. Thing is, Ernest bubbling around and falling left and right works when he's with children to play off of, especially when the children provide the solution to the problem. The child becomes the adult, and the adult becomes the child. Comedy. Remove the child from the equation, and you've got an adult behaving like a child around other adults. Doesn't work. Aaron, you need to start your own kind of, like, class, like Save the Cat, because you are 100% right. There should have been children here, but I guess children and jail is a sticky subject. Now, I know I've teased this a couple of times. I know I've asked about, did Ernest make a deal with the devil? We don't know. Why is he wearing a pentagram? Well, I think that the closest we're going to get to any answer is simply from a poster named Scribbles. Scribbles writes, so about a year back, I met Richard Spike Jr., who played one of the bullies in Ernest Goes to Camp. I asked him if he had any anecdotes about working with Jim Varney. He said he didn't interact much with him off screen, as the kids mostly hung out with each other and the adults did their own thing. But one day between takes, he was sitting down and Jim Varney sat down next to him. And after a few seconds of awkward silence, Jim Varney gave him an amazing bit of unsolicited advice. He said, hey kid, if you're in a knife fight, slash, don't stab. Man can't fight back if he's holding his belly together. What? What? No, 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 no. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. All right, let's just lay down what we have here. We have a man who wears a pentagram. We have a man who is telling children to slash people. And we have a man who made a movie for children with a conjugal visit and a rape scene. We are unearthing some serious dark stuff in the life of Jim Varney. If you guys want to read that book, the Jim Varney book, The Importance of Being Earnest, by Justin Lloyd, please do report back. We need to know what is going on with Jim Varney. I think there was a dark creature underneath him, and we'll never know. We'll never know now, but holy moly. He told the kid that. I can't believe that. Well, guess what? I can't believe that it's time for questions and answers. That's right. Open up the corrections and answers mailbag. It's the time when I get to answer your guys' questions. You give me Q's, I give you A's. That's how it works. 1, 2, 3, easy peasy. Here you go. Zach Trevers writes, why? Why haven't you had your friend Aziz on the show? Well, guess what, Zach? We have tried to get Aziz on the show, and we might get him on the show very soon. It's just been an issue of dates. We record in very specific times when it works for Jason, June, and I. It's a tough schedule to balance. So to get somebody else to fit that is also hard. Aziz will be on the show. He wants to be on the show. It will be done. Jeff Liddell writes, why is women's college softball so damn fascinating? You know why? Because they throw that ball so super quick. I can't get my arm to go up that quick. Every woman pitcher who pitches a softball pitch is better than any man pitcher in the MLB. I said it. I mean it. They're the fucking tits. The balls. That's what they are. All right. Let's see. Jeremiah Pash Wood says, When Billy Ocean sings, "Get out of my dreams and into my car, what should I do?" You should not do it, because he will touch you in your bathing suit spots. Billy Ocean hasn't had a hit record in a long time, and he wants you to get in the car so he can get his jollies off. He'll put his fingers in your butthole, and that's the truth. Look it up. Billy Ocean will finger your butthole. Christos Kotinis, I don't know what your name is. Are you ever going to review one of those talking vagina movies from the 70s? I know there's at least three of them. Christos, no. That grosses me out to no end. Do not want to review a movie about a talking vagina. And I don't think that there are three movies about talking vaginas in the 70s. I feel like the market was maybe saturated. There's only two movies about volcanoes, Dante's Peak and Inferno. We don't need to see three movies about talking vaginas. Karen Kettle says, if enough people voted up, would you consider naming your baby Darth Van Awesome Smash? You know what? It's actually one thing off. We named our baby Darth Ann Awesome Smash. So sorry about that. Jesse Kraft writes, why haven't you done a Showgirls episode yet? Are you waiting for my birthday? No, Jesse, it's been done, right? It's been done. We shouldn't do it. Unless you guys really request it, it's been done. Mike Hacks writes, if I would, could you? Yes and no. Richard Santiago writes, my son, who's 3 years old, wants to know, did Jack ever open the door to your lion? He's referring to my appearance on the very popular kids show, Yo Gabba Gabba. No, he did not, because you should not let lions in the house. Why? Because they are wild animals. Kids, adults, this is a lesson that you should all take. Never let a lion in the house, even if they're being very polite. That is part of their trick, because then they will eat you. That's what lions do. They eat humans. Aaron James writes, I stole a time machine. When should I go? You should go back to the time of Hitler and give him your time machine and just like take him to like Disneyland and just chill him out. Dakota McKelly writes, how come no one ever asks you how your day is? Because when you answer them honestly and go, not good, I'm not doing good, people don't want to take on that energy. Okay, Dakota, you got a lot of negative shit going on. They don't want to get into it with you. They don't want to go that deep. They want to get your coffee, get you out of that coffee bean and tea leaf. Lee Ritz writes, okay, so I'm British. Will I ever become the U.S. president? Yes, you can become a U.S. president only in American movies, because American movies are known for one thing, making British people great American people. That's the way we do things. You will become Abraham Lincoln in a movie, Lee. You can do anything you want. As long as you're not American, you will be the star of an American movie playing an American president. Samantha Clark writes, what's Jason's obsession over Luke's sister from the Gilmore Girls? I know that Jason is very into the Gilmore Girls. I know he's also into Bunheads. Same way I'm into Buffy and Angel. I feel like there are just certain things that you get locked into. I could talk to you about Faith. I could talk to you about Wesley. I could talk to you about Anthony Stewart Head. All these guys for a long time because they were in a pivotal part of our lives. So just to say that maybe Jake likes Luke's sister a lot. I don't know. I never watched the Gilmore Girls. Should I have? Should I start now? Is it too late? Yes, it would be sad and too late. I answered my own question. Scott Sullivan writes, why does my balls look weird? Because, Scott, you should not dress them up. Dressing up dogs is cool. Dressing up balls is weird. All right, I'm going to answer this question one more time because I feel like everyone asks it. Nathan Tanner goes, is that Adam Scott singing the theme song to How Did This Get Made? No, 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 no. Do you think that he just got into music? It is not Adam Scott. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Find out. Do a little Google searching. You'll find out. It's a famous person. Chris Moore writes, why must I work all these hours? Because you're a man of the people, Chris. You need to get out there. You need to service them. You need to fold those Gap sweaters because people have needs. They need to get their Gap shirts on. They need to get their Gap jackets fitted. You need to provide. You're a provider. Like Jesus, you are making things for the world to be better. And yes, it's at the Gap, sadly. But you know what? Don't lose hope. Never stop working. Make people warm. Matt Knopsider writes, if you could pick any character Sylvester Stallone has played, which one would be your father? Easy, Rambo 4, Rambo, because he's never home. He's always out on vacation, you know, going killing people. So I could like totally have parties and like just have people over and it'd be like no big deal. And you know, if everyone ever tried to beat me up, he'd like annihilate the entire school with a big gun. Martin McWilliams writes, the worst question of all time, Calvin and Hobbes or Garfield? What? What? Not even up for debate. I'm not even going to answer that with a real answer because that's ridiculous. Calvin and Hobbes or Garfield? That's like saying like shit or lobster. Zachary T. Hall writes, where does wind come from? Well, Zach, I wrote a book about it. It comes from clouds farting. That's right. It goes, why do clouds fart? And it's a book for kids. You should be out very quickly, probably on Kindle singles. Philippe Sobrio writes, will you ever invite Nick Cage to the show? Oh, yeah, Philippe, we'll invite him. And I'm sure he'll totally take that invitation. By the way, have you guys seen the new trailer for the Nick Cage movie? Oh, boy, you're in for a treat. Go check that out. It's a Catholic movie, and it's pretty awesome. Actually, let's play the trailer of it right now.
Just hear me out. I have been praying for you to come home, and I believe that that is why God brought you here. I just want you to be ready.
Ready for what?
As unbelievable as this may sound, people from all over this plane simply vanished.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
The God my mother talked about would never do something like this.
It's not just here, it's all over the world.
You returned to an ancient God and walked away.
Isn't that amazing? Holy moly. All right. Michael Herber writes, how come Harrison Ford never starred in a film called Butthole Massacre? I think it was scheduling issues, actually. I think they were shooting Blade Runner and it overlapped by a couple days. Matt Furlack writes, when will How Did This Get Made get its own salad dressing franchise like Paul Newman? We are days away. We are perfectly close to getting our amazing balsamic. We're just there, guys. Just give us a couple more weeks. Maybe that will be our surprise merch at Largo. Zach Louie writes, when does filming of the sixth season of The League start? July, dude. July. Then we'll be back on the air sometime in September, I imagine. Okay. Timmy Cramp writes, MC Hammer or Ham Sandwich? Ham Sandwich, tastier than MC Hammer and doesn't do Cash for Gold commercials. Brian Michael Gartland writes, did you see that guy? What's he thinking? Brian, he's thinking he's your father. Yeah, sadly, he left a woman when he was very young. He made some terrible choices, and she was pregnant. And he saw you from across the restaurant, and he thought, that's my son. And he had to leave because he was about to cry. Go get that man, Brian. Go get him and tell him it's okay. You forgive him. Have you ever had a guest host you banned from returning? No, never. Why? We're banning. We're not banning anybody. We barely have enough episodes to start banning people. But I'll tell you who we'll ban right now. Donald Sterling cannot come back. We were going to have him on for Celtic Pride. And you know what? In light of recent events, we are not having Donald Sterling on. James Walker writes, here's a question. Why in blue hell did I watch Mr. Nanny? Because, James, you messed up. You messed up big time. But guess what? It might pay off. Might pay off in a couple of weeks. It might indeed. Another this or that. Gary Sergey writes, corn dog or funnel cake? Dude, funnel cake. Not eating the meat these days. Funnel cake is always tastier. Corn dogs can go either way. Charles Wagner writes, what is nothing? And I'll say it's the space between the hairs on Hulk Hogan's head. And final question. Matthew Alosi writes, can one of you please find Jesus? I will try. I'm going to lay that down. I will try to find Jesus. I've seen him around a couple of times. He hangs around a church on Sundays, but lately I've just been seeing him over at Amoeba Records. He's just been checking out Peter Frampton, going real deep into the Peter Frampton catalog. And here you go, guys. Before we close up the Q&A mailbag, I want to tell you guys about a movie that I saw that I really liked, a new section of the show. Watch it because it's good. A movie called Mistaken for Strangers. It's brand new. It's a documentary. It's on iTunes. It's about the National going on tour. The lead singer's brother made the documentary. And if you like American movie, you're going to like this movie. It's called Mistaken for Strangers. I really dug it. But don't take it from me. Take a listen to the trailer.
How famous do you think you are?
You are way more famous than any of my friends.
That's okay. I don't...
You ever heard of the National? They're from here. I'm his brother, and I'm supposed to go on their tour bus.
This is one of the most talked about bands on the planet.
I think I'm going to get together with them. I'm going to be making this rock doc.
I do have a brother, but he's more of a metalhead. I think he thinks indie rock's pretentious bullshit.
2 weeks ago, Matt called. He asked if I wanted to go on tour and be a roadie.
I had no idea he'd never been to Europe.
Welcome to Paris.
Ooh, this doesn't even look like my arm. It looks like another person in the room when I do this. Who is that?
I just want to have fun on tour. I'm with a rock band.
You just need to be careful about not partying. You're not a band member. You're a crew member.
Have you done towels?
Yes.
Water bottles?
Yep.
Everything's cool?
Everything's cool.
I need towels and water bottles. Good show, Matt.
And sometimes Matt walks off stage and he doesn't even recognize me.
I think Matt has gone from working a job to being a rock star. So it's like there's a shift there.
Don't film me. Put the camera down.
Matt, am I fired or what?
I cut through some pretty good stuff.
That's not your job description. Have you checked your job description?
I feel like the only reason why he thinks I'm on tour is because I'm your brother.
The only reason that you are here is because you're my brother.
I feel like I'm on the outside of his world looking in. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Having Matt as my older brother sucks because he's a rock star and I am not. And it has always been that way.
You need to complete something. You always wanted to quit things.
You think I'll be a movie maker?
No!
Do you think I will be dating a hot movie star someday?
No way!
I just want to make something good for him as well as myself.
Lean towards the things that make you like yourself. Forget everything else.
My brother sees something in me that I sometimes don't see in myself.
Keep doing that, keep doing that.
I think that's Moby's house.
Where?
Up on the hill.
Hey, Moby!
Don't yell at the fucking neighbors.
I really love this movie. It's great. Go watch it. And also watch Easy Rider 2, which is available everywhere you can get digital movies. You can even go to the website and buy a copy autographed by the makers if you feel so inclined. Also, a big shout out and thank you to Nate Kiley, who helps me with the How Did This Get Made episodes. Also, Leanna Waldron, who is doing amazing artwork. If you have not seen our Facebook page, check it out for the artwork that she's doing. As always, you can leave your messages for us on our Facebook page or on the Earwolf forum. That's all I got for you guys. Thank you everyone for all of your help for the award show. And remember, July 19th at Largo, we will see you next time. Oh, and a big thanks to our engineer, Brett, who puts this whole thing together remotely. Hats off to you. Thank you so much. See you next time. Easy Rider 2, the ride home.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.